Blog Talk Radio.
You're live on the air, Heart Race Radio. Got your host Inquest here and Big Spiff. Big Spiff, you out there? Big Spiff is on the line here, and it's time to start this show. Tonight's episode is the second episode of Heart Race Radio. Big Spiff, I got you with me?
Yes, you do. What's up, bro?
All right, man. So tell me what's going on out there tonight.
Well, Inquest, you know, I have some friends I was talking with. They listened to the show last week, and they thought it was a great show. We got to talking, and this one girl, I'm going to call her Beth. That's not her name, but I'm going to use Beth. She got to going on and on about how guys need to do this, need to do that, because and I'm asking her, why? What's the purpose? What are you bringing to the table that requires a man to do certain things? And all she can come up with was basically her vagina, her vajayjay or coochie, whatever you want to call it. And
coochie, y'all.
Yeah, coochie. So my thing was, men only value what is valuable. And she went crazy. What do you mean? I said, well, if you don't value your own stuff, why should we value them?
And what made you say that she didn't value her own stuff?
Well, I gave her an example because she asked the same question. I said, like for instance, you have three kids by three different fathers. There's no way you could possibly value yourself, your coochie, if you're just giving it away to any and everybody and having babies by any and everybody. So, of course, she got upset. I'm saying, I'm not meaning you can never value yourself, but the fact still remains, how did you come up with that idea that men have to value when you don't, when you just willy-nilly give it away? And then she broke out with this whole, what was you about to say?
Well, I mean, so you're saying that because she has three different children by three different guys means that she has no value whatsoever on her vagina.
I'm saying she protests too much when it comes to her vagina.
Did you for real take it to Shakespeare?
The
lady does protest too much.
Just the fact remains, I can understand having one child. Possibly two, that's a mistake. But when you do it a third time, then you just giving it away. And then,
so you're telling me she kind of fell in love, in genuine love, with three different times?
That's, I'm saying she probably has fell in love, but that's a whole different subject. You know,
I don't see how it's different. So, I mean, if she's in love and she share herself with the person she's in love with, then I don't see how it's a reduction in the going value of the vagina.
Because she never took
the value of the vagina should hold against the Canadian dollar.
No, it doesn't. Her vagina is an Iraqi dinar. It's not worth it.
So she got oil.
Yeah, but, well, that's if she's in power. But if you use that and you say things like, well, women have needs, when you say things like that, then, because that's what she told me. Well, I have needs. Okay, you have needs, but that's not a real need. That's a want. I say a need is food, a need is air, a need is water. You can't live without those things. Everything else is just a want. So if you give a want, if you put a want before the value of yourself, then how do you really value yourself? How do you make somebody else value you? And guys, that's why I know, you know, you see guys with the pants hanging off the ass. You see guys that don't even know how to talk to women, and they get women because they don't have to anymore. They don't have to.
So,
and these are guys that are just sleeping with them.
So just so I'm hearing you right, you're saying,
go ahead,
that said young lady who will go unnamed has three children, three different guys. She doesn't value her stuff because she has three different men that she's decided to procreate with, whether it be on purpose or accidental.
I'm using her.
But you're using her as an example to expand on the fact that if you're giving it, this is the part where I'd part ways with you, because I don't think that just because, I mean, so just because you have three different babies filed, you could have been in three different committed relationships. You could have been three different times about to walk down the aisle. I mean, I don't understand how just how that number is a reflective on the value that you put on your body.
For the most part, like you said, if you've been down a committed relationship, getting married, and all that, yeah. But that's usually not the case. That's the exception to the rule. That's the exception. Most cases, it's just some different guys having sex. Well, you got some women, they got so many kids. When you say their kid's name, it sounds like a roll call in the kindergarten. They first, last name different? What?
All right, well, hold that thought real quick. I just want to put the number out there for everyone who's listening. 646-668-2975. We'd love to hear from anyone out there who's got some opinion on this. Now, finish your thought. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's just about – but it's not just that. I mean, it's not just having a bunch of babies by a bunch of different guys. The fact that you just land up with different guys, period.
You're saying that a woman who proclaims that she has needs still will devalue the price on her, the going rate on her body. Would you expand the same thing to a man then?
Would I expand the same what?
The same principle.
We're not. You're not.
So you're just going to blatantly just put the double standard out there because we're quote unquote not taught
life,
that. What exactly are we not
full,
taught?
Life is full of double standards. Men are not taught to hold on and wait until they get married, wait until they find that princess before they lay
out. I don't think that we learned
that?
The lesson, but I wouldn't go as far to say that men just aren't taught that.
Okay, answer the question. Was you taught that?
Yes.
Got quiet.
Yes, held strong to my virginity to like some middle teen age.
You held strong or you just couldn't get none until then?
That is not true. That is not true at all.
Please accept. Okay.
Don't you sit there and try to play me like that.
But what I'm saying
honestly, all joking aside, it's instilled in people. It's just whether or not they choose to follow that. I don't think – see, you just sat there and buried the women under the invaluable pussy section and then gave all the men a pass because we wasn't taught that.
No,
I really hope I can get
is,
a woman to call in right
when,
now for this.
When you have a woman – who says, this is the standard I'm living by. He should have this, 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 and this. And yet, the only thing they can offer you is their body. And they've been used up. Then why should I value? Why should I value your body? Why should I want to put a ring on it or want to date you and be committed to you when I see, I don't need to do that when I lay up with you. I could just lay up with you. You can get a woman to make you you can get a woman to lay up with you before you can get her to make you a sandwich or make you a meal. So why should I, as a man, value you if you don't value yourself?
I'm gonna pick up a call here and see if we can get some additional perspective in on this. Caller, 313-505, I got you on the line. You're on the line live with Inquest and Big Spiff. State your name.
Hey, Mr. Chris, man. What's going on?
How's it going? How's
What's
it
going?
On? Now, have you been able to hear the show up until this point? Do you understand? Have you heard the conversation that's going on?
All day, yeah. I heard.
So what you got to say? What's your opinion on this one?
Yeah, I agree with my man. I mean, he got a woman, you know, three baby daddies. You know, she giving it up. Like, she kind of valuing herself, but on the same time, Paul, like, we don't know her situation. You know, we don't know, you know, she could have lost her first baby father, you know, walked down the aisle a couple of times. So it's hard to really say, you know, unless you know the details of the situation. So, but just going off the cuff, three baby daddies, you don't know. You know, like I said, you really got to evaluate the whole situation beginning to end. You know, it could have been when she was in her younger years from 16 to 19 or 20, you know. And then it could be if she's 25 or 30 years old and, you know, learned her lesson and, you know, had that life experience, and that's, you know, she's at a different place in her life.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like I say, I'm not saying a woman cannot ever recover and value herself. But I'm saying when you have a bunch of kids, you have not just a bunch of kids, when you lay up with different guys and you're just giving it away, then you don't value it. A lot of times they are taught that that's like the most precious thing they can give a man. But if you willy-nilly just giving it out to everybody, where's the value?
No, Faye. Carla, I appreciate you calling in. So let's see who else we got online here. I want to see, hopefully I can get a woman's perspective on this one. Carla, I got you live on the line here. You're on the line with Inquest and Big Spiff. Have you been keeping up with the conversation thus far?
Hello?
You out there? Yes, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Joyce. I've not been keeping up with the conversation so far. I've tuned in a little bit late. However, I did get to hear this short spiel that you were discussing. And in terms of a person, a female, you have to value yourself. And if you value yourself, that comes through to somebody else. In terms of a person being down with so many different men, I'm not sure if that could be classified as devaluing themselves, but they might have other kind of issues. You know, people have problems with wanting to be loved, wanting to be liked, and a lot of times females misinterpret that, what that really means. So don't judge people because you don't know what their situation is. And if it's a personal issue for you, move on to the next person. That person is not for you. There's somebody out there for everybody, and you know what your standards are. You know what you're looking for. And don't use the person just because this is what this person has done in the past.
Okay.
Okay, I understand. I definitely understand what you're saying, but the fact still remains is, why should I, as a man, value a woman that I mean, it's obvious she doesn't value herself.
You should not value her that's your perspective. As a man, those are your issues, and that's what you feel like. And I'm not going to, I don't really know, but, you know, the person might really value themselves, and they just don't know what the difference is because they've not been taught what the difference is. And I think somebody had mentioned before it might be issues that they had when they were younger, and this is all they know. So somebody has to teach them. This is not how it's done. This is how it should be done. So, you know, you got to have understanding with the person. But if that's not for you, move on. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. I definitely will move on. We're just having this discussion. But
Hold on now, Spiff. Wait a minute. She raises the exact same point that you raised when you went in defense of the man. You said the man weren't taught any different. So she said woman might not have been taught any different. So you're not taught any different.
Let me finish. Let me finish. For her
okay.
not to be
thank
taught
you for calling
different,
in,
she
caller.
Wouldn't even, yes, thank you. She wouldn't even make the statements that she make about how men should do this and this and this because she has a vagina. She's been taught that that's a precious thing. She's been taught that men want that. But she's not holding it back as if it's something precious. She's giving it away as if it's, I mean, something cheap. So
fact remains that you gave the men a pass for not being taught.
But
She might not have been taught. You're not giving her a pass.
I'm not saying she's. I'm saying she's been taught. That's my point. She's been taught. I'm not saying she hasn't. For you to make a stand, for you to be able to say, a man has to do this before he can get with you, or a person has to do this before they can lay between your legs, then you put a value on yourself. You said this is worth something. But yet your actions say something totally different when you just give it out to any and everybody. So I'm not giving her, I'm not giving men a pass and not giving women. I'm saying women are taught that. Women are taught that as a little girl. When boys are taught to go out and get as much as they can. That's the difference.
Okay.
And that's why you have
let's
that,
take another
that's
call
why
on
you
this
have that double
see what's it. Oh, let's see what somebody else got to say on this one. Caller 248-555, got you on the line. You are live with Inquest and Big Spiff. Have you been listening to the conversation thus far?
Hello,
yeah, you out there?
Yeah.
So what you got to say on this one?
What is your name, Spiff? I think it is.
Big Spiff.
Yeah, that's Spiff, the one that's been beating down on y'all all night. Yeah, that's Spiff right there. Don't get him.
Hey,
I think she ready to battle.
It sounds like it, don't it? Let me first say, I'm not saying all women. Go ahead.
Oh, you want to throw that? Go on and get him, Carla. Go on, let him have it.
Is it safe to say certain things on the air as far as language-wise? I just want to know.
No, you can say whatever you want. This is a rated R show. They done put the kids to bed.
Wow.
Go on and get them.
Wow.
Okay, just a question. I don't know where in the hell you was raised to where it was okay when you said men are taught to go out and get it. I guess that's just some old thug American shit. I don't know what kind of gin you drink. I don't know what kind of easy e shit that is, but that is not how you go down. And the girls who just go out wiggly niddly. And, you know, understandably, you know, I had my baby at 17 years old. So maybe they may have had the first one at 17, and I'm 31 now. And then maybe had another one at 25 by somebody, and then another one. My black ass ain't done that. But I'm just saying, it could have easily happened. Because I do have not a price tag on it. I have a cap on it. I got a chastity belt on it. And I got a whole bunch of other stuff that has nothing to do with money on it. So I am taught that. Everybody in my entire family, and I am mixed with black. My dad is Indian. My mom is black. Even the black side of my mom's family, everybody is married. We have not one divorce in the entirety of our family on either side. You dying out that damn contract. You die out that shit. It's real out here. You die out of it. So we are taught as, you know, even as black people. So because I know a lot of, you know, culturally, everybody is very different. So even on the black side of my family, you are taught to die out of that contract. Now, that's pertaining to marriage. So that is the highest value right there. It gets no higher than that. Because you can have kids by anybody. Neighbor, bill collector, babysitter. You can have kids by anybody. But, I don't.
What's your name?
Yeah.
What's your name?
It's India.
Okay, India. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure I say your name correctly. Go ahead, Andy.
Let me say what Spiff just did right there is something that lawyers typically do whenever they get their asses handed to them in court. They just randomly throw an objection in to throw the other lawyer off their game. That's what that was. He didn't need to know your name right there, but he's like, hold up, you're a little too deep in my ass right now. Let me just get you to back out just a little bit and give me some time to breathe and think about what I'm going to say in return. Because I think you have a beautiful point. Yeah, that's what I think, because she just said to you.
Hold on.
What she said to you is she called you Mowgli. She's trying to say you was raised by wolves, because she's saying that people aren't taught to go out there and get it like that.
Yes, they are. They're definitely taught that. The thing is, in her family, they wasn't taught that way, and that's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But for the most part, that's like I said, that's an exception to the rule. for the most part, boys and men are taught to go out and get as much sex as they can. That's why you
never
got
not.
Most
of the time they're taught.
So wait a minute, wait. So you're trying to say that there's a father out there somewhere sitting with his son like Simba and Mufasa, like look, listen, every pussy out there the light touches is out. Is that the lesson that guys that boys are getting?
Most boys are being taught about sex from their best friends in class. They're not being taught by adults. They're being taught by their best friends in class. That's the most part. Now, you say where I was raised, Detroit. I'm from Detroit, and I know a lot of men out here that's all they was taught. That's what they've been taught. Now, what the little girls have been taught, they've been taught to cherish what they have. They've been taught to keep it, save it. But yet, but yet, they get it out like it's free. They give it to any and everybody. That's where the problem lies.
No, well, the problem is the second part of your statement where you said the boys are not taught, but the girls are. Actually, well, let me not say that because I want to call girls little hoes. Actually, these little girls are not taught that. You know, and so don't do it.
Thank you for making my point.
These little girls are not taught that at all. If you think about it, these girls are being taught by these single mothers. These women, the little girl, let's say if my mom was a single mom, which she wasn't, but let's say if my mom was a single mom, I have never seen my mom treat a man, for me to even know how to treat a man. So this is exemplified. These women that are raising these kids single, and I'm not saying anything wrong with that, but there needs to be some type of man in the picture, because how the hell am I going to learn how to treat a man, how to cook for him, do everything for him, be there for him, be a support, if I've never seen my mother do that? I've never seen my mother put a value on herself, you know, to not date random guys and, you know, instead of just try to date one guy, see where it goes, and then maybe it leads to marriage. If it don't, give his ass the boot, go on to the next. But if I'm seeing my mother with random people, there's no value. I don't see any value. These girls are not
talking about parents. So you're saying no value in the parents, the mothers?
I'm saying these girls growing up are not taught to value themselves in that way because they have not seen their mother do it. They have not seen their parent do it. They haven't seen it in a household. That's why they don't
want it. I'm saying they've been told. I'm saying they've been told, but like you said, they haven't seen an example of it. So they've been told to do one thing, but they've shown something totally different.
Yeah. I mean, your mama can tell you to keep your drawers on and don't pull them down, otherwise you're going to end up with the same shit as Charlie Sheen. But that don't mean anything. I mean, all day. Why is that easy to draw down every Saturday and Friday? It's all I'm going to pull mine up for.
But
I mean, simple as that.
And my point is, boys are not told that at all. Girls are told that, even though they don't see an example of it. But the point, you made a point, that's the reason why they don't value themselves. They don't value it. Because they don't see it at home. But I'm talking about women that's 50 years old that's doing the same thing. This is not just young girls. These are older women.
I know it's some Thundercats out there still getting it. I know they're out there. I know they're out there. Hell, they're probably texting you now. I know they're out there. I know that. They still haven't learned. They have not learned today. I know. They're out there. But I have another question before you guys go to the next caller. So, Swift, are you currently dating the girl with three kids?
Or was that
just an example?
That was just a friend of mine. That's a friend of mine.
Oh, it was a friend.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not dating.
All right. Well, India, I like you. We're gonna keep you on for the next segment of the show. We're about to do the heart race game right now. I'm gonna take a couple callers and we're gonna run the heart race game. So let me see who we got on the line here. Caller, you are live on the air. You got Inquest and Big Spiff about to play that heart race game. Who do I have on the line right now?
This is Owen.
What's going on, Owen? How are you?
All right, yo.
So, well, Owen, let me tell you.
I've been listening since 10. You know, I got a lot of input on the previous question, but that's not.
I mean,
what,
you know what? Go ahead and speak your mind briefly. Go ahead and speak your mind briefly. I'll let you go ahead and speak on that before we move on to the heart race game.
Well, I do understand Big Spiff's point, but the thing is, your peers influence you more than how you've been raised.
What I'm saying is, because young boys are not in a home with a father, for the most part, a lot of us, they're being told about sex through their friends.
That's why I agree with you just now. I just said that is exactly how I was raised with my peers, and when I was, I think I was 12. Is when the first time I actually, you know, I might have been a late bloomer, but that was the first time I actually heard about having sex with a chick.
You were 12?
Yeah. Okay, middle school. It was Snoop Dogg era.
That don't sound like a late bloomer, brother.
I was late because, And I was in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, of all places. It's like 90% white, but the school I happen to go to, Snoop Dogg changed the era, and then everybody thought they was thugs, all the middle school kids, you know? Okay. So you got the rap music raising the kids, and so, you know, they were influenced by that and influenced by smoking weed. And I never smoked no weed. I didn't know anything about that. I thought it was cool because I heard it. And that's and that was the time that you could actually buy a cassette tape at that age. You could go to the mall with $10 and buy that joint. You can't do that now.
Right.
But, you know, I was influenced by that. Now, and then when I got to high school around 14, a girl actually got off the bus, followed me home, and asked me, what time my mom was coming home? I said 7, and it was like 3, right? It was 3 p.m., and I thought we was just going to go play some video games. I thought we was going to have some fun, play some video games, watch some cartoons. I was 14 years old, moving to a new town, and next thing I know, the girl's clothes was off. And it wasn't me. I was innocent.
Oh, my goodness. So innocent.
You know?
Violated.
So, yeah. So it is the peers around us. I don't know what. I know she didn't have a dad in her home. It was the mom, and her mom was a preacher. You know, that's probably another story right there with the preacher.
All right, now, Owen, I don't want you to tell so much about yourself that you get yourself kicked out of this game before it even starts. So we're going to pick up another call, try to play this heart race game and see who else we've got out there.
Pick that.
Caller, 734-759, I got you on the line, live. You're on the line, live heart race with Inquest and Big Spiff. Let me get your name.
Hi, it's Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Chelsea.
Well, Chelsea, since we got two ladies here and we've got one man, we're going to play the heart race game. Now, I don't know if you guys listened last week. So let me
not
going to
get one more woman?
Hold up. We got one more coming through. Hold on. Let me pick this up here. You are live on the line, Heart Race Radio, with Inquest and Big Spiff, man. Get your name, please.
Ariel.
Hey, Ariel. How you doing,
Ariel? I'm good.
All right, Ariel. So we've got Ariel, we've got Chelsea, and we've got Miss India on the line here. So, Owen.
Yeah.
Just want to grab your age and occupation.
Yeah, I'm 35, search engine evaluator. Work at home for a company, Leap Force. It's out in California, right. But I work from home. Yeah.
All right, Owen, call it Search Engine Evaluator. What about you, India? How old are you, and what is your occupation?
31, realtor, Oakland County.
Okay, 31-year-old realtor from Oakland County. And Chelsea?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I am 24, and I work in a call center for a company called Arvato.
All right, we got a call center. Great. And Ariel, where how old are you, and where are you? Where is your occupation?
I am 22. I work at Taco Bell, but I am a full time student.
All right, we got a student. Okay. On the line. Mm-hmm. So these are the ladies that are going to be playing. The way this works is, ladies, I'm going to ask a question. You guys are going to give your answers, and then Owen is going to decide which one advances from beyond that. So your question number one is going to be, what will your most recent ex miss about you the most? Chelsea, let me get you to go first.
Me? What ex?
Whoa, okay.
Damn.
Kyle Webb?
I mean, you know.
Heavy. Heavy.
No, probably. I can't stop laughing. Probably, honestly, just my loyalty and consistency with the relationship. And that's what he seems to. At least when he calls me, that's what he seems to, you know, miss the most, is just being around me constantly and, you know, everything that we used to do together.
Still calling, okay. I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you broke
what
out with...
about you, India? What's that ex going to miss about
I'm
you the
sorry.
Most?
Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on.
You broke
up with
Did I break up with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had unfinished business with his son's mother, so, you know, I had to let that go.
That's how loyal you were.
Okay, so...
That's how loyal you were?
What do you mean?
I'm joking.
I was loyal to him when he was loyal to me, but, you know, when it became full of drama, I don't do the drama, so, you know, if he couldn't put her in her place, I had to let him go.
Did you crowd his space? He needed space to leave or what? Because you just said you he will miss that loyalty and that you're consistently hanging out and being around him. Did you crowd him? Did you not give him space to hang out?
He came into my life before he was ready, or he brought me into his life before he was ready. So that was the first time breaking up after a 4-year relationship, and he thought he was ready to move on, and he wasn't. But after she cheated on him, you know, he kind of learned his lesson. So, you know, life happens.
Wait, so it was 4 years with you or 4 years with the ex?
4 years with the ex, and then they broke up.
And then how long until he moved to you?
About
6 months.
Yeah, right, that wasn't long enough.
Exactly.
So let's get India's ass here.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Andy. What's your most recent ex gonna miss about you the most?
How I make sauce, and I'm not Italian.
Oh. How I make sauce.
Follow up.
So you a tomato boiling one? Okay, I got you. What about you, Ariel? What's that? What's the most recent ex going to miss about
you? Look at the flick of the wrist.
I don't know. My unconditional love, I guess. I don't know.
Aww.
So you're saying that you love hard? Aww. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes. I definitely do.
Aww.
But y'all not together.
Unconditional love.
We're not together.
Can you describe this unconditional love? Because I want to know some examples. Even if it's so silly that you think we'll laugh.
Let's hold on.
Before
we get into that, Owen, I'm going to need you to choose which two ladies are going to advance based on the answer.
That's what I want. That's why I needed that answer on that unconditional love. Because I'm about to let that go if she don't tell me an example.
Well, then, Carla, I think you're going to need to answer that real quick.
Unconditional love, as in, like, I have your back when you're down. I don't judge you for material things. I look at you as somebody that I would like to grow with, build with. So, like, my unconditional love is just showing you that I'm always going to be here no matter if you're up or if you're down.
All right. Damn. Okay. Well, I am so sorry. I got to let the sauce go.
You letting the sauce go?
Yeah, because I got one stalker, and then I got one that has unconditional love. And
I could have said more to explain that.
Don't want to let the sauce go, but I'm so interested in knowing about the stalker and knowing about unconditional love here.
All right, well, we appreciate you playing.
The sauce is mysterious. Now, look.
You'd rather be hungry with the stalker and the conditional love with an empty stomach with your ribs touching. But that's cool. I mean, this is your game. So we're going to let go of your sauce. We appreciate you calling, India.
I was.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye, India.
All right. So, next question, ladies. We want to know what makes you excited. So, Chelsea, let's have you take it up.
Excited how? Can we elaborate on what type of excitement we're looking for?
Something that you're passionate about, something that makes you feel excitement. Doesn't matter how.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't have to be perverted. It could be simple as, I love to pick up a pencil and paint.
That's all she is perverted.
I am not.
Ooh.
No,
who's perverted? Let me write a name.
She's saying, that Chelsea is perverted. So is that piquing interest over there? Let's keep it to the question.
Really makes
no,
me
no
excited.
Unfair advantages here.
Honestly, because my life revolves around my daughter. Like, she's just, she's my life. So anything that makes her happy makes me happy. And then, outside of her, because that's obviously the most important thing in my life, just being able to accomplish everything that I've been able to accomplish and to continue accomplishing for all the other goals I have in life, that just excites me in general. So.
Okay. All right, Ariel, what about you?
I like it.
What excites me? Definitely being around family. I love, being around my mom, helping my mom, doing things for her. And then, just, following my dreams. I love singing. So when I'm singing, that makes me excited. And going to school makes me excited. Just, little things.
Whoa, she
said
she
to, like, better
got
myself.
Excited about school and family. So you got excited by school and family, and you got excitement about goals and achieving in order to provide for a family. Owen, which one are we moving with?
Oh, my goodness. Now, I don't know how to play this, but I'm gonna give you one more chance with the child. I love children myself. I love children myself. But
all right, Ariel,
what makes you excited
you
rather than...
It sounds like Mr. Owen's going to roll with the provider. We appreciate you calling in.
Alrighty.
Thanks for calling. All right, we're down to the final round. The last question, Chelsea. How much together time do you require in a relationship?
Did I pick the stalker? I did.
You did pick the stalker.
That's my buddy right there. My buddy. Huh? My buddy.
What made you think I was a stalker, though?
You're going to be my buddy. Yeah. That's how a relationship should be. Stalk me, be there with me, hang out with me, know me. You're in my phone. You're in my Facebook and all that shit, Screw it. I ain't got nothing to hide. If we together, we together.
We together, exactly.
Yeah, I think there was a caller last week that would really, really love your perspective.
anybody text, you're going to be on it? You going to text them back for me?
You going to text them back? All right, here's the question. How much together time do you require, Chelsea? Go ahead with it.
Do I require? It depends on the situation. If it's possible to be there, depending on how far we are in the relationship, if it is possible to be there, you know, every weekend or whatever the case may be, then so be it. We, you know, I kind of require that. But if you, you know, if you work or, you know, like on a different schedule than me or you don't live here, whatever the situation is, we kind of got to work around each other's lives. I mean, because my life is, you know, I start with my daughter. You know, I got to put her first. And then, you know, from there, when I can get a babysitter or whatever the case may be, then it's like our time. So whatever works, I'm patient, but I'm flexible as well. And I just kind of need that in return.
All right, Owen, did we make a connection or are you letting it go?
It sounds like a connection because this person here will not crowd my space because they have other obligations.
All right. We made ourselves a connection on our race for the second time in a row. We are on a roll.
Two for oh.
Yes. Thank you guys for calling in and playing. We're going to let you go. We're going to put you on hold now, get some information from you, but I appreciate you guys calling in.
Great. Thanks.
All right, so we are 2-0. We doing our thing out here today. So,
right.
I got the question of the day that I got to run out. So, callers, everybody that can hear me, get ready to call in. Telephone number is 646-668-2975. And the question of the day, or I should say the question of the night, it seems to be a little bit of an epidemic going on out there.
What's that?
Well, wives are giving their husbands something called a sex pass. So basically, what seems to be the trend here is that it is just acceptable, mutual agreement, that you get a sex pass to be able to have sex with somebody outside of the relationship, should you choose to. What's your thoughts on that one, Spill?
I'm on the fence. I mean, if that's something, if you're in a relationship, you're swingers, and that's what y'all do, then I mean, have at it. Nobody should judge you. You're both comfortable with it, and you both do it. But if you're in a committed relationship and it gets to a point where your spouse is offering you a pass, then there's something really wrong with the relationship. And I think you should go ahead and take the pass. I think you should take the pass because you're on the way out the door.
Okay, so you're saying if your significant other offered you a sex pass, you would take it because the offer is about to make you leave, is what you're saying?
I'm saying that in itself tells me there's a problem in my relationship and she's about to leave or maybe I'm about to leave. I don't know. For my spouse to say, I'd rather for you to go out there and have sex with somebody else. That's a problem.
Okay. A problem. So so your answer is that's going to make you leave. So my question is, why not just why are you going to take the pass?
Thank
you, baby. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I'm going out the door anyway.
Okay. But lo and behold,
what?
It seems Miss India must have something else to say on this one because she's calling back in.
Okay.
let's pick up and see what's going on.
Yeah, let's see what Miss India got to say.
Yo, Miss India, have you heard the question of the day?
I have.
Okay, so you're calling back for you. You just want to argue with Spiff again, don't you?
I do. You know what? I actually agree with him on part of it. My significant other mentioned something about a sex pass, I realize that we have problems. So
right.
I do realize that. Yeah, but. My situation, personally, my significant other would eat a six pass because my sauce, he's in the tomatoes, he's in the oregano, he's in the seasoning, he's all in that shit. He in there like swimwear. So he would not need a six pass. With me. That's just me. You know what I mean? That's just me. So but if he could get
wait a minute,
more,
you keep talking about this sauce. You ain't putting that old voodoo red on the sauce now. You ain't
got
that draws in the backyard.
That red sauce. Where you from? You from Louisiana?
That's that Creole shit right there.
Right. That's that Creole blend.
Yeah, that's what her ex-boyfriend missed. He missed his drawers that she buried in the backyard. Now he can't leave the house.
Right.
Hey, what on that ass, right?
Appreciate
you
calling in, caller.
Okay. I don't.
Now I got another call coming in here. Carla, I got you on the line. You're on the line with Inquest Big Spiff. Have you been listening to the conversation thus far?
Oh, yeah.
Carla, you out there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. You're on the line with Big Spiff and Inquest. So tell me, have you heard the question on the table?
Yes, I've heard the question on the table.
All right, so what's your thought there?
As a man, it's like a dog tasting blood. You don't give no man no sex pass. He ain't coming back.
Shut up, brother.
He ain't coming back.
He said a dog tasting blood.
Let's be realistic about the situation. If a woman start giving her man a pass to go out there and have sex with other women, what's his incentive to come home? He getting all the things he used to get when he was single anyway. So what's the point in doing it in the first place? That man is going to do whatever he needs to do to stay safe with his wife. But if she start giving him sex passes, it ain't nothing left to come home to except for a hot meal.
But do you think the relationship is doomed if she does offer him a sex pass?
Unless they have that type of open relationship, and they can
right,
and she can handle that type of open relationship, pretty much it's done for.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Carla, I appreciate you calling in on that one.
Nah, you're welcome.
Take care, bro.
You too. Peace.
So,
I think Owen might have something else to add to that. He didn't call back.
Well, I'm wondering what
his brother got to say about a sex pass.
But I'm really wondering if people look at it as cheating, even though it's a pass given. You know what I'm saying?
Your question is it still cheating if it was given?
Do they look at it as cheat? Yeah, even though it's given.
Now, my personal opinion on that is if both people have come to an agreement,
mm-hmm.
you need to look at the definition of cheating. The definition of cheating, by definition, means that you've gone outside of the relationship, whether it's consensual or not, you've gone outside of the relationship. If your relationship
is
with two people,
I think cheating is the betrayal of the expectation that you have of your partner. If you portray that,
so then by that definition,
that expectation, that's what I'm thinking. But
so
I mean,
by
I
that definition, if that's your definition, well, I think it kind of just depends on how you define the relationship.
Right.
As to whether or not you've cheated on the relationship or not.
Let's ask Brother Owen that's calling back.
Owen, we got you live on the line here. You wanted to call back in and touch on this subject?
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you just fine.
Okay, cool. So when I was dealing with Jennifer, ugly
okay, we're
going to
assume that Jennifer is an ex-girlfriend of yours.
Ex-girlfriend.
You say
y'all,
ugly
y'all know
ass
her.
Jennifer.
Ugly ass Jennifer. She gave me the best sex I ever had in my entire life. I'm telling you. My friends was having calls from out of state, like intervention type of calls. Like, look, man, what are you doing? You know, and she was married. She had.
Whoa.
Yes. She had, at that time, I think she had two kids, and her husband was fine with her going out meeting new guys, meeting black guys. That's what he wanted her to meet. black guy.
So we take Jennifer was not African American, you take?
No, she was a white chick.
Okay.
And I always wanted me a bony ass white chick, so when she bend over, I can just see that thing, just a little bit. If she bend over a little bit, I can see it all. Right? So.
Oh, my goodness.
I got what I wanted, but my point of it is, this is how it got crazy and it got to the point it was cheating. When he saw the video of us and he saw the passion that was with it. The video, yeah. All that freaky shit was going on. When he saw the video and he saw the passion on how I was fucking her, not making love, but how I was fucking her.
Okay.
That's when he said, it looks like this dude loves you. What the fuck is going on?
Hmm.
So she had.
I have to admit, you on some next level stuff right about now.
It is. But she had.
I really just stepped into the Twilight Zone with your story. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, I don't think I ever told anybody that shit.
That if the person that we just linked you up with is here in this conversation, you just messed up our record.
No, officially, we're officially 2-0.
We're officially 2-0. Unofficially, we're 2-1 like a motherfucker.
Right. Yeah.
Let me get you to hold that line and hold that thought. I got another caller coming in. All right, caller, you are live on the line with Inquest and Big Spiff. What's the state's name, please? I got you on the line, 919-523. State your name, please. All right, let me take another one here.
Hello?
Let's pick up another one here. Caller, I got you live on the line with Big Spiff and Inquest. Please state your name, please.
Your name is Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing Hello, good. Now, have you been listening? Do you know what the question on the table is?
The question, I guess, that's on the table is in regards to giving someone a cheap pass.
Exactly.
Significant other in the past.
Absolutely.
It's definitely something that I would not do. I think that, first off, for a relationship, if that's something that two like-minded people, you know, do, like you said, swingers or something of that nature, then they talk about that going into the relationship. There are no surprises later on. You know,
right.
Or, you know, how the field changes. I do think that if that's something that comes down the line later on, that there's some issues. It could be to where someone's trying to hold on to a relationship. They may feel like they're going to lose that person if they don't do that, you know, where
okay.
that insecurity comes through. And it's that. It's not a good scenario, you know, and you open yourself up. Yes.
So what would cause a person to feel insecure enough to say, out the blue, I'm going to give you a sex pass? What do you think is the insecurities there?
It could be a number of things. It could be someone who's maybe into a public figure type of, you know, lifestyle. Could be, you know, where somebody feels that they have to kind of compete and say, I'll allow you to do that, but you still come home with me. They may feel that that's their worth, you know, to do that.
I agree that there is an insecurity, though. Like, are we agreed that there's an insecurity? If somebody wants to give their significant other a sex pass, does that necessarily mean that there's an insecurity there?
No, we were talking about in the instance of insecurity at that point.
Oh, okay. So you're saying
that's
right.
One reason.
Okay, so you're just saying that's just
right.
a reason, not the reason.
Yeah, it's a reason. Exactly. It's a reason. I mean, like I said, there are some couples that are secure, but I think they're secure going into the relationship. They come in talking about this is how I would like to live. This is how I would like to have a relationship. They come in talking about that. They have it set up. There are no surprises later on.
Right.
You know,
right.
I wouldn't say that there's insecurity involved in those. I think they're standing in their truth. They're talking with, you know, their significant other or soon-to-be significant other about what lifestyle they're living. That's totally different. If it's something that comes down later on down the line, you know, if it's one partner that says, well, you know, you can have this cheat pass, you can do, you know, this, you have my permission or whatever as long as you come back. Well, that means that I don't feel that I really have enough to hold on to you.
Right.
That's the insecurity.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Sunshine.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you, Sunshine. Good night.
I've got another call coming in here, so let's see if we can pick this one up. Caller, you are live on the line with Inquest and Big Spiff. You out there? Are you out there, caller?
What's that number? What's the first three?
919-523. Are you out there? All right. So we've got no call on that one. Well, Spiff, I think the overwhelming consensus on this whole sex pass thing is that the relationship is pretty much over unless it was agreed to beforehand.
Oh yeah, I feel that 100%. Because like I said, if you're not in it from the beginning, saying, "Hey, that's what we're gonna do," then you just playing.
Okay. Well, this is time for my favorite part. Let's get it's time for the vent. Ladies and gentlemen, the number is 646-668-2975. Well, you know what the vent is. If you listened last week, the vent is you call in with your worst story, your horrible stories of dates past and relationships past. Anything that's gone on that's worth talking about. Yes, sir.
Inquest. We didn't do it last week, did we?
No, we personally did not know. You got one that you care to share?
I was going to say, maybe we need to share this week. I don't know.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start it up while we wait on some calls to come in. What you got?
Okay. Well, this was a woman I met. Matter of fact, it was a woman I met, and we talked and decided that she was going to cook me a meal at her house. So I went to her house. It was on a Saturday because her kids had left to go with their father that Friday. So it was Saturday around 6 p.m. And we're in the kitchen. We're cutting I'm help prepping the food, and she's getting ready to cook. And I had to use the restroom, so I asked her where the restroom. She told me I'll go in. And I lift the toilet seat up to take a piss, and there was a pile of crap in the toilet. Now,
wait a minute.
She left the
Lincoln Logs in the toilet.
not a Lincoln Log, but the whole cabin. Lincoln was outside to see the flames. But let me give you the pit, give you a scenario. Here it is, a pile of crap. There's no toilet paper in that toilet. So whoever did it didn't clean themselves, wipe themselves.
Wait
so
a minute.
So
she in there cooking you food with a chucky ass is what you're telling me.
Listen, this is here's the dilemma. I'm in the bathroom, the smell is coming up, and I'm thinking, well, damn, you could have been one of the kids, but no, this is Saturday at 6 p.m. Your kids left Friday. So either your kids did it and you didn't clean up your bathroom, it's your nasty ass, or you did it and didn't wipe your ass and you in there cooking for me. So I had to play, make my phone ring, and I act like I got called in to go to work, and I left and I never contacted her again.
Whoa, wait.
Yeah, that was...
You just bounced on her. No. You know what? I don't blame you because I ain't trying to eat no food in a house that keep the toilet stocked full of shit.
Right. So
you know what?
That actually
puts me in mind of a situation I had one time. So now this is a long time ago. I'm about to take it back on you. This is before I even had a kid. So
wow. Okay.
Yeah. So. And it's way before, so I wasn't even kid friendly back in these days. So I'm over here. I'm expecting to have date night. I done talked to her. I'm like, you know what? We need to chill at the house. This is Netflix and chill 101. I had it all set up. So she's like,
okay.
All right, cool. I'm coming through. She's like, I'm cool. I'm gonna come through. I'm like, good. So you know, I done straight up. And try to make my house immaculate. I done vacuumed the floor and I done dusted off. We don't want no cobwebs anywhere, so I done put, you know, dusted and whatnot. A couple of dust particles hit the ground. I got to vacuum the floor again. Then I got, you know, you remember, I don't know if you ever used this, the little, you know, the sprinkle stuff. You sprinkle it on the floor and make the whole house smell good.
The carpet?
Yeah. I done sprinkle a little bit. And I put that down, vacuum that up. So I done vacuumed the floor so many damn times. I got like a muscle coming out of my arm now. And hit the ground real quick, hit a couple of push-ups. You know, you do a few push-ups that make your muscles pop out all the right places. So I'm ready now. I'm G'd up. Get the knock at the door. I go to the peephole and I look through. I'm like, yeah. Open up the door. Here comes little three-year-old. Bad as hell. Bad for no reason. Yeah, she done brought the kid. Didn't even tell me.
She brought the kid like it was right.
She brought the kid like you don't warn somebody that you brought. It's not like you bring in a grown child who'll just come and chill out, or even an infant who, you know, you're just putting them in a rocker or something, they're going to be going to sleep soon. She bringing the most terrible of the three-year-olds with her. He come in on 25, like she just gave him some cocaine before she knocked on the door. He come in, he don't know how to speak. All he know how to do is yell. So I was like, hey, what's going on, little man? And he's like, ah! He come in. Now, my place is not kid-friendly whatsoever. I got glass coffee tables. I got all kinds of picture frames and stuff everywhere. He want to touch everything. No. Trying to stand on top of the flower pots and shit. And I'm like, okay.
Man.
I was like, monkey wrenching this program. We ain't going to be able to watch this Netflix like I want to. So we chilling out. Now she got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, guest bathroom right there. She goes into the guest bathroom, closed and locked the door. So now I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here with little three-year-old.
Like she's in some logs.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm here with three-year-old by myself. She taking a little bit of time. And he's just like, I was like, what do you like to watch? Because he don't speak no English. All he speaks is scream. So he's running around, and then all of a sudden, right when he's about to knock some important shit off the shelf, he stops and learns how to speak English out of nowhere. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I was like, you got to go to the bathroom. All right, can you wait till your mom comes out the bathroom? I got to go to the bathroom. I was like, okay, because he's dancing and he's holding himself. So my guest bathroom's already tied up, so let me take you to the master bathroom in my room. So I show him where that is. He walks in. He runs in, closes and locks the door. Click. I'm like, for real? You just like your mom. So now I'm in the living room by my damn self. Mom's in one bathroom. He in the other. They finally come out. They gone. So we had a decent time. They leave. Now I'm like putting my house back together. I go into my bedroom and lay down because I'm exhausted, right? That's when I noticed this damn, what's the word I want to use? This aroma, this aromatic presence about me. It's a dark presence.
Right.
The shit, I'm like, it smells like shit in here. So I get up. I'm like, this little, I know he done probably took a squat in my bathroom and didn't even flush the toilet. So I go in,
toilet.
I look. No, the toilet's clean. He flushed it. All right, cool. So I was like, I don't know, maybe it's just some left. You know, that must have been a powerful ass shit because it was a couple of hours later. I was like, I don't know what she's seen this little three-year-old. So I go and I lay back down. And this presence, this aromatic demon, this demon is in the room with me. Like,
just
it smells like there is shit in the bed with me. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know where the smell is coming from. It ain't me. It can't be me. I done smelled myself like 19 times. So I go back into the bathroom. And it's so potent in the bathroom. It's like I can almost see the smell. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell is going on. I notice that there is no toilet paper on the roll. And I'm like, oh. So instead of the good common sense of reaching under the sink to get a new roll of toilet paper, this little motherfucker done wiped his ass in my shower curtain. I got straight shit on my shower curtain, like for real, like my shower curtain, my Bed Bath and Beyond 20% off in the mail shower curtain got shit on it.
Bed Bath Beyond shit.
You shit on my good shit, man.
Wow.
I was heated. That had to have been the worst Netflix and chill ever. For me.
Well, you took it between the two of us. I can see on that one.
Yeah, you can also understand why I'm trying, why your story brought back that painful memory for me.
Sorry,
so
brother. Sorry.
I don't even know why you did me like that.
I don't know either. Sorry about that.
So,
what
did you take across the finish line tonight?
Well, that women. I still take across the finish line that women don't value themselves that they should. They don't see themselves like they should. And if they did, we wouldn't be. I don't think we would have the problems we have, a lot of the problems we have. But as far as relationships go, know what you're going to do before you start introducing other people in your relationships. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the calls about the cheating past. I mean, have an idea of what you want to do. If you're some freaky type of dude or freaky type of gal, have that conversation with that other person, that spouse, before you introduce them to somebody else. That's what I take across the finish line tonight.
Well, in the game of heart race, what I have taken across the finish line tonight is that one, we got some people out there, and this is just what kind of touched me a little bit. We got some folks out there that are loyal, and they have all this unconditional love, and they be dropping people real quick.
Right,
which just kind of lends itself to my lifelong philosophy that all love is conditional. There's no such thing as unconditional.
Yeah. Oh,
everybody loves with conditions, and when those conditions aren't met, then that love is gone, no matter how loyal you really are. So even in these instances with the sex passes and all that other stuff, if those are arrangements that you've made prior to the relationship starting, then that's what you've got set up. However, once the terms of this agreement are broken, people bow out. So unless of course, you know, like girl India, you putting that special stuff in the sauce and burying drawers in the backyard. Can't nobody leave. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring this second episode to the close, and we thank everybody for listening to Heart Race Radio, episode number 2.
You.
Tune in next week, Sunday, 10 o'clock p.m. Spiff, you got anything for us?
You said it all, brother, and piggybacking on what you just said, I appreciate everybody that called. Everybody's opinion matters, so please don't think if I come across harsh or anything like that, it's not personal.
Now you're trying to make some friends at the end of the episode. Folks going to be seeing you in the street looking for you. Is that Spiff? Say some of that stuff about the women's. Why are you talking
right.
about the women's like that? Why you do that, Spiff?
Man.
What was you taught?
But, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Great. Go ahead,
Heart Race. Heart Race Radio, episode 2. We out.
Bye.